Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work. This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tomboy X, the queer-founded clothing line that's inclusive and sustainable. Underwear, swimwear, and more for all bodies. So you can feel good about protecting the goods. Use the code IHEART to get 20% off your first purchase, only at tomboyx.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. At the very first Westminster Kennel Club dog show in 1877, held in an open-air building in New York City that P.T. Barnum built for his circus, somewhere around 1,500 canines were displayed for what the New York Times declared a new fashionable amusement among members of the city's high society. The Times announced in advance of the show on March 28th of that year, the attendance promises to be very select. That hoity-toity image for the world's most famous dog show may, for some, linger nearly a century and a half later, bolstered by perfectly coiffed poodles performing for tuxedoed judges. But the 145th running of the Westminster show, which begins on June 11th of 2021, is a good bit more than a finely brushed out coat on a carefully controlled purebred. Certainly, meticulously bred dogs, often outrageously groomed, are still the show's centerpiece. Beyond that, though, Westminster is an unabashed love-in for all dogs, from the prancing show dog performing for a worldwide audience to that rescue mutt taking up residence on your living room sofa. For the article this episode is based on, HowStuffWorks spoke with Gail Miller Beescher, the director of communications for the Westminster Kennel Club, the world's oldest group dedicated to the sport of showing purebred dogs. She said, "Westminster is a celebration of dogs, and it's a celebration of companionship. That's something that we have always strived to promote. If you ever come to the dog show, we're one of the few benched shows still in existence. And that just means that all the dogs have to stay at the show all day. They're categorized alphabetically. So if you want to see all the Afghans, they're all together in one area. All the Beagles are together. The whole purpose of that is because we are a public education event. It's about educating the public and making sure they learn about the breed before you bring a dog into your home." And as we mentioned, that show has been around for a while. The Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show is the second longest continuously held sporting event in America, behind only the Kentucky Derby, which started in 1875. The Westminster Show was around before the light bulb, which debuted in 1879, and the first gasoline-powered automobile from 1885. It also predates both the invention of the game of basketball, 1891, and the first World Series, 1903. But the Westminster Show, as long-running as it is, will be vastly different this year due to the remnants of the coronavirus pandemic. For the first time in its 145-year history, the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show will not be held in Manhattan in 2021. Because of the early planning needed to put on a show of this size and the uncertainty of where the world would be pandemic-wise, organizers months ago opted to move the show 25 miles or 40 kilometers north of the city to Tarrytown, New York. What's more, the show will be without any human spectators. Westminster, the show, has been through a lot in the century plus of its existence. It was shortened to 2 days during World War II, and in 1946, because of a tugboat strike in the city, the show was completed in just 1 day. Last February, just before COVID struck, the Westminster Kennel Club held its 100th straight show at the Madison Square Garden venue. Organizers discussed all sorts of scenarios for the 145th showing. Delay it until fall, online only, cancel it for the first time ever. Moving it north to the Lyndhurst Estate, a National Trust historic site on the Hudson River, in a controlled setting that would still allow for television coverage, won the day. It's the first time, too, that the competition will be held in the month of June. In non-pandemic times, the show normally takes place over a week. In 2021, it's an elongated weekend. Some 2,500 dogs are entered in the show this year. Festivities begin Friday, June 11th, with a fan favorite, the Masters Agility Championship, which is open to all dogs, including All-American, aka non-purebred, types. Some 350 dogs will tackle an obstacle course in the timed event. Mixed breed dogs are also welcome at the Masters Obedience Championship. The Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show, though, is the judging of 209 breeds and several different varieties of certain breeds in 7 distinct groups: hound, toy, non-sporting, sporting, herding, working, and terrier. Dogs are judged by how closely they conform to their breed's standards, which are the features that the American Kennel Club, or AKC, defines as ideal features for that breed. The standards cover how the dog should look, move, and their temperament. Take, for example, a long-haired dachshund, one of the 3 varieties of the dachshund breed, including smooth and wire-haired, in the hound group. To be judged well, a long-haired dachshund must meet appearance criteria such as, to quote the AKC, "The trunk is long and fully muscled. When viewed in profile, the back lies in the straightest possible line between the withers and the short, very slightly arched loin. Short hair on the ear is not desirable. Too profuse a coat, which masks type, equally long hair over the whole body, a curly coat, or a pronounced parting on the back are faults." Movement is based on criteria such as, quote, "Viewed from the front, the legs do not move in exact parallel planes, but incline slightly inward." And there are requirements for temperament as well, such as, "The dachshund is clever, lively, and courageous to the point of rashness, persevering in above and below ground work with all the senses well developed. Any display of shyness is a serious fault." Each dog is judged first among others in the breed, dachshunds against dachshunds, then against members of its group. The hound group includes 35 breeds and varieties, from Afghans to dachshunds to whippets. If judged best of breed, and then best of group, the dog competes against the winner of the 6 other groups for best in show, Westminster's top prize. That's announced the final night. In the 144 years of the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show, a dog from the terrier group has won best in show a record 47 times. The Wire Fox Terrier has won 15 best in show awards, the most by any breed. But the show is clearly not a popularity contest. The most popular dog in America, according to the AKC, is the Labrador Retriever, a member of the sporting group. But a lab has never won best in show at Westminster. Today's episode is based on the article "Westminster Dog Show Celebrates 145 Years, but 2021 Will Be Different" on HowStuffWorks.com, written by John Donovan. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Tomboy X, the queer-founded clothing line that's inclusive and sustainable. Underwear, swimwear, and more for all bodies. So you can feel good about protecting the goods. Use the code IHEART to get 20% off your first purchase, only at tomboyx.com.